The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Padraig Corcoran, who is joining us now, will answer your gardening questions. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, loads of questions coming in, so we won't linger too much in advance of taking those questions, but there's something that you can grow on your windowsill which is good for your health, and anyone can do it.
What is it? There is indeed, and we're all very conscious of what we're eating at the moment. With Operation Transformation on the media, people are thinking about growing and eating healthier. And wheatgrass, Pat, is one of those really easy plants to grow. It's brilliant for juicing in particular, but you can sow it on your windowsill at this time of year. It germinates within 3 or 4 weeks and it's ready for trimming and juicing straight away. But also plants like speedy veg and microgreens, which again we sow from seed at this time of year on a windowsill and a little bit of compost. Again, they germinate within 3 or 4 weeks and they're ready to trim. And the beauty about speedy veg or the microgreens is once you start trimming them, they continue to grow right through the spring and summer. So we can use the warmth of our homes to start germinating many plants from seed at this time of year.
Now, you often talk about zero to get rid of moss in lawns. Someone wants to know, what about pathways?
The best one for pathways is one called PAC, P-A-C. Again, it's a liquid. You mix it in water, apply it on a dry day, and PAC will take about 6 to 7 days to eradicate any moss. And there's lots of moss around at the moment, Pat. So the next dry day, get some PAC on. You can put it on with a sprayer or a watering can with a sprinkle bar, and that'll see the moss off within 6 or 7 days.
My wife, Kathy, uses soap powder to do the same job. Yeah, it works well. I've some climbing roses around a pergola, 20 feet high plus. How far back can I prune?
Oh, well, first of all, it's a great time for pruning roses in general, but particularly climbing roses. So first of all, what you want to end up with is nice long stems on the climbing rose. So we shorten the long stems back by 1/3. So if they're 10 feet long or 20 feet long, you're going to be shortening them back by at least 4 to 5 feet. And any of the side shoots, they're trimmed back as well, Pat, within 2 to 3 inches of the main stem. So tidy up the rose bush as much as possible. Trim off anything, any weak shoots that are less than pencil thickness, and any damaged or decaying branches, they can be removed as well. And everything else then is shortened back by at least 1/3, and the side shoots then trimmed right tightly back to within 3 to 4 inches of the main.
Now, some critters. How do I get rid of vine weevil, please? I did love my snowdrops. That's from Anne in West Cork.
Yeah, and snowdrops, or vine weevil, I should say, particularly in pots or containers, can be very destructive. So they're the small little maggots that feed at this time of year on the roots of plants. Later on in the spring, you can get a natural organic treatment called nematodes. And they're simply mixed in water. You apply them to the compost or wherever the vine weevil are, and that kills them off. The nematodes actually prey on the vine weevil, Pat, and eat them and get rid of them in a very organic and safe method. So they'll be available sometime around the middle of April. We use the nematodes.
I had some greenfly in my greenhouse last year. Can greenfly survive over the winter? And if so, what's the best way to prepare the greenhouse for this year, preferably in an eco-friendly manner?
Okay, well, at this time of year, and it's a great time of year for cleaning greenhouses out, getting rid of old debris and leaves and bits of old compost, and clean them out, wash down the glass, wash down the aluminium as well with a good soapy water and some bleach, and that'll help to get rid of any overwintering eggs of aphids. You can also get a small little smoke bomb, which is a greenhouse smoke that, again, once the greenhouse is cleaned, you light the smoke bomb, you close up the greenhouse, and the smoke has an insecticide in it that again eradicates any pests like greenfly or aphids or whitefly, and you start off in a nice clean greenhouse for the season.
Very good. I received a potted raspberry plant for Christmas. Buds have appeared on the stems, but there are quite a few slips growing out from underneath the soil. Should I remove the growth that's appearing from under the soil?
No, leave them alone. Raspberries this is typical of how they grow. They produce their underground stems right from beneath soil level. At this time of year, they should be about an inch high, and that's where the fruit will be born this season, particularly if they're autumn fruiting varieties. So allow that young growth to grow. My advice really is to plant that raspberry plant out now in the garden. It will need some support, so some wires, maybe plant it against a wall and let nature take its course and let them scramble up and give them some support once we get into late spring, early summer.
How can I use seaweed in my vegetable plot? That's from another listener.
Yeah, and seaweed is a great organic compost material, but it is important to allow the salt, allow the wind or the rain to actually get at the seaweed and wash out any excessive salt. So really you want to store it outdoors in a compost heap for about 2 to 3 months to allow the rain to wash out the salt. And once that's done, it can be literally spread on your vegetable patch or in around shrubs or plants, and it will naturally decay into the soil. It's one of the best fertilizers, organic fertilizers that you can get.
A query about a spider plant. I think I shocked it with really cold water during the cold snap 2 weeks ago. It was doing great in the bathroom, but now lots of brown dead leaves. Can I save it?
You can, and spider plants are very resilient, even though it looks a bit sad now. It will perk up again. So it may have been overwatered as well, and spider plants, it's something to just be careful of. So when we're watering indoor plants, I ideally use some tepid water, some hot and some cold water. Don't overdo the watering as well. It's better to let the plants slightly dry out between watering, and it's better to put the water into a saucer and let the plant take it up as it needs it. So leave the plant alone, take off any dead leaves, and it will kick back into growth again. Spider plants, of all plants, are so easy to grow, and the bathroom situation is the perfect location for them.
Now, I have a beautiful 3-year-old Pieris at a south-facing wall, but it's been crowded out by other shrubs. When's the best time to move it?
Now, you can any time over the next, certainly up until early March, Pieris Forest Flame can be moved. It's an evergreen plant, but it does tolerate being transplanted. So whenever, the next dry, fine day, literally lift the plant and transplant it. Do remember that Pieris needs an acid soil. So it's one of those plants that loves plenty of ericaceous compost dug into the soil before you plant it. So as long as you get the soil conditions right, you can move the Pieris anytime over the next 6 to 8 weeks comfortably.
I planted a Trachelospermum jasmine, whatever that be, last year.
Yeah.
Should I prune it now? And if so, how far back can I prune it? That's from AD.
So this is Trachiospermum jasminoides. It's a beautiful evergreen climbing plant, Pat. And at this time of year, the leaves are green in summer, but they turn to a lovely plumish red colour at this time of year. And as the name suggests, it's got these lovely jasmine flowers, jasminoides flowers in early summer. To be honest, there's very little trimming that should be done with the plant. If it has a nice natural shape, it's not too weedy looking, then leave it alone and just let the plant grow naturally. And as it climbs, bend the stems and give it some support. If it's weedy or a bit kind of too tall, you can certainly take a couple of inches off the top of the plant. But in general, Trachiospermums don't require any severe pruning. It's a matter of just training the plant and let it spread on trellis or wires. And it's a beautiful evergreen flowering climber. Really, really, really nice plant.
Well, Padraig, so many questions coming in for you. Surprising when I look out at the grim day that's outside my window. But Padraig, we have to leave it there. Padraig Horkin, he of the Horkin Garden Centre family. Padraig, thank you very much for joining us. And that's pretty much all we've time for. All of today's show will be available online very soon. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search for The Pat Kenny Show.